There's a beautiful Sfas Emes on Sukkis in Shnas Tuf Resh Mem He. The Sfas Emes directly addresses neurosis that is so common today. A neurosis where man feels that the more he's in control, then the safer and more protected he is. Here in the Sukkah, emphasizes the Sfas Emes, the opposite is true. Mitzvahs HaSukkah Tafresh Memhei Dibra Maschul Mitzvahs Mitzvahs HaSukkah Hu Midas Bitochem Hashem Yisparach. The Mitzvah of Sukkah is the Midah of Bitochem, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'moy Shekosvu Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha Ze Mitir Diras Keva, go out from your regular house. Don't trust your wealth. Rak liftoach b'Hashem, but trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachein hu zman simchaseinu. And that's why it's the zman of our simcha. Ki ein simcha ki simchas habayteach b'Hashem. There's no joy like the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'emes. And then he goes to bring out that point from the Choyves Halavavos. What the Sfas Emes is emphasizing is such a beautiful and important point. The ultimate of simcha, of joy, is the recognition that one's life is complete, writes the Maharal. And a complete life, people delude themselves and they think that completion is all about, if I take care of every corner, I have every single insurance policy, I have all the necessary comforts in life, so then that's a life that's going to be one that's complete. By the way, insurance is extremely important. But at the end of the day, when a person goes out from his diras keva, goes out from his home, and realizes that the diras arai, the anane hakavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is kavua. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who got us to this point. It's not all of our strategies that got us there. Whose man simcha seinu? Says the Sfas Emes, that is the zman of our simcha. This yisod of the Sfas Emes is brought out in a different angle from another Zayda of ours, the Bnei Yisaschar. Quoting from the Zayda, the Arizal, Kosav Arizal, the Be'erev Sukkos, this is in Maimar Yud, Oschav Dalid, Yesh Laharbois Pitztaka. On Erev Sukkos, a person should give a lot of tzedakah. And then he says complicated Ramazim. And the Arizal brings out a beautiful idea. Kishiyatsu, excuse me, Bnei Yisachar developing the Arizal. Kishiyatsu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim karsu bris lasos chesed zemzeh. I was taught this Bnei Yisachar from Rabin Zion Vosner Shlita, and he said when he read these words, quoting from Atana Devel Yo, he began to cry. When we went out of Mitzrayim, we didn't have anything. The only thing we had was HaKadosh Baruch Hu and each other. Karsu bris, Klal Yisrael made a covenant between each other. They shook each other's hand. Lasos chesed zemze, to do chesed, each one with the other. V'hu lepela. And that is a wondrous, wondrous thing. The Bnei Yisachar goes on to quote a Medrash Rus. On the Pasuk in Tehillim, Mayokar chastecho Elohim, Uvnei Adam Bitzel Kenafecha Yecheseh. The simple way of reading the pasuk is as I pronounced it before. Mayakar Chazdicha Elokim. How great is your Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Medrash Rus can't accuse only Chasidim of Chasidus. The Medrash Rus reads it al Pidere Chasidus. Mayakar Chazdicha. Elohim u'bnei Adam b'tzel k'nafecha yechseh. How dear is your chesed, Klal Yisrael? Because when you do chesed, so then, Adam, then you and I dwell with HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'tzel Knafav. The moment in which we realize the Sfas Emes is Yisod, that the time of Simcha is not when a person involves himself simply in his selfish schemes, but rather is a time where he understands that the ultimate joy, the ultimate shleimus, is being with Kudsh Abrichu, is the moment in which he could be marbe b'tztaka v'chesed. Rebbe Tzimachlis, Zichrona Levracha, asked her children. She had $100. She gave 10, 20, 30, probably knowing her, all of it. Gave it to tzedakah. She asked her children, how much money do I have left if I give $20 of it to tzedakah? So children answered, 80. She said, no, I have 20. The 20 that we give to her tzedakah, that's what stays with us forever. B'tzel k'nofecha yechsa, the moment that we went out of Har Sinai, out of Mitzrayim, and we went into the Midbar, we were zochet to the Anane HaKavod. That Anane HaKavod is the understanding that what we really have is the Shechina that envelops you and I together. That's the ultimate. We'll conclude with the remez that the Bnei Yisachar concludes with. When Klal Yisrael sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we were no longer going to be zoche to be in the Anani HaKavod. And he said, Ki lo ele bekirbecha, I will no longer go up with you. For the next darga of Chasidus, one needs to think about the Rosh Tevos of Ki lo ele bekirbecha. What are the Rosh Tevos? Aleph, Ayin, Lamid, Hey, Esrig, Arava, Lulav, and Hadas, Zakta Helig B'nei Yisastar. When we're Zocha to be in this Bechina, we tap into a special Koach of the Arba Minim that is all connected to the Shem Hashem of the Sukkah B'tzel K'nafecha Yechsu. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya, that we should truly feel the closeness to Kudsh Abrichu B'tzel K'nafecha Yechsu. Really, really being enveloped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I've mentioned in the past, the world thinks that the pinnacle of Avodas Hashem is Yom HaKippurim. It's not so. We are in front of Hashem on Yom HaKippurim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu purifies us. Lefnei Hashem Titaru. But the ultimate is to take our daily life, to take our achila and our shena, our eating and our sleeping, and being enveloped by Kudsh Abrichu. When we reach that Madrega Bitachon, we realize that what we really have is the tzedakah and the chesed that we do, and everything else is really the arai. It's not what we take with us. What we take with us is the tzedakah and chesed and the hiskarvus to Kudsh Abrichu. May bizelcha tu usmachtem lefnei Hashem Elokechem.